On this day and on this night especially, we should make many prayers in reparation for sin. Because tonight, many, many sins will be committed in the name of some false religiosity, where they celebrate that which is supposed to be the preparation for the great and penitential season of Lent as a day of licentiousness and debauchery, of drunkenness and gluttony, all the wrong things. So they will start Lent, if they start it at all, in the horrible swamp of sin into which they have cast themselves headlong. And so today, it is definitely a time for us to make reparation. But we ourselves, as St. Paul says, and as our Lord in the Gospel, we ourselves need to make reparation for ourselves. Because of the many sins that we have, which prevent us from being in the state of charity, in the state of grace, or reduce us into being barely holding on to the boat of salvation, to the nave that is the Holy Church. And so we beseech Almighty God, all the angels and saints, to grant us, especially on this eve, when we prepare tomorrow to begin the penitential season of Lent, to grant us repentance, forgiveness, and to grant us enormous and copious amounts of His divine life, sanctifying grace. And so we too, with the blind man, call upon Him, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And He will stop and call us unto Him. And when we have gone to Him, He will say to us, "Receive thy sight." And we hopefully will receive it. And so on this evening, let us give thanks to God for our holy Catholic faith. It is, yes, Shrove Tuesday. It is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. It is a day in which throughout the world is the last day of what has become an evil thing, but was not originally so, the carnivals, which comes from the Latin word or words which mean carnevale, goodbye meat. And of course, we don't necessarily have to give meat up for the whole season, but in those days it was when this started. Not only did they give up meat, they gave up not only beef, but chicken, even fish, and eggs, and cheese, and milk. And of course, the Greek brothers and sisters are supposed to do this during the season of Lent, which they also celebrate. But unfortunately, like everything else today, it is not very well kept. Now, of course, I'm not enjoining upon you that you should do this. You should not. You need to take care of your bodies because you need to do penance. And for penance and for prayer, we need to have our health and our strength. But at the same time, we need to also give up some, though not all, of the things that help us to live and that help us to enjoy this life that Jesus Christ has bestowed upon us. And so today, we say Carnevale in a sense, though not totally, not literally. And we ask God to grant us the graces to put up with all the challenges and the sacrifices that will come during the season of Lent, about which we shall speak further tomorrow. In the meantime, we thank God for the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And we hope that when the time comes for us to bid farewell to this world, terra vale, not carne vale, that we will have sanctifying grace in our souls, and that we'll be able to join Him and the Blessed Mother, the angels and saints in heaven. May the Lord grant us a very fruitful, holy, rich, and prosperous, spiritually prosperous Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.